You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Yeah, peace, harmony, pet power. Holy shih tzu, baby. You'll learn how to keep your pets from chewing your shoes or eating your cat. It's all about relationships, baby. You and your pet... pet. So tune in, turn on, and get ready for the positively grooviest pet podcast on the planet. Ooh, that's a lot of peas, baby, isn't it?
What's this show called?
Oh, Behave!
No, really, what's this show called?
Oh, Behave! With your shagadelic host, Arden Moore. What's happening, Arden? Yeah, baby, yeah. Tell us.
Welcome to the Oh, Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. In the movie classic, The Ten Commandments, the director made the Red Sea part. In Titanic, you could actually feel the chill of an iceberg crushing into this ocean liner. But if you want to talk about true Hollywood magic, true Hollywood challenges, try rounding up dozens of chihuahuas and getting them to act on cue. Holy Taco Bell! But that's the task mastered by our very special guest today, Mike Alexander. You may not know his name, but you definitely know his acclaim. Mike is head trainer and animal coordinator for the new Disney movie, Beverly Hills Chihuahua. Welcome to Oh Behave, Mike.
Hi, thank you.
I'm looking forward to seeing the movie, as everybody is. We're going to get into test your movie trivia and separate Chihuahua fact from fiction with Mike Alexander right after this commercial break.
Would you like to go out? Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me. Oh, Behave! We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah. So let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, Behave.
Welcome back to the Oh, Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Get ready for the Chihuahua invasion. October 3rd kicks off the release of a must-see movie, Beverly Hills Chihuahua. You know, the movie does feature some famous Hollywood two-leggers. There's George Lopez, Jamie Lee Curtis, Drew Barrymore, Andy Garcia, and more. But the heart and soul of this movie belongs to a pack of dogs and other critters well-trained by our special guest, Mike Alexander. Mike is the head trainer and animal coordinator for Birds and Animals Unlimited. He's quite an in-demand Hollywood animal trainer. Mike, thank you for being on our show.
Thank you.
Wow, you've trained squirrels and sled dogs and now a pack of chihuahua. What's the difference? Which one of these were the toughest, sled dogs, squirrels, or chihuahuas?
You know, I think they all have their own challenges. They were all unique shows and all very different in their own way.
Well, let's get a little background on you. I know, were you born petting a dog, or what's your animal connection as a child, and what a great job you have now?
I've always been an animal lover, but when I got out of high school, I started working for a lady here in Los Angeles, actually, that rescued wild animals. And I worked for her for a while and sort of fell into the movie industry, and here we are.
Yeah, well, you've got quite a good list of titles for all the folks listening out there. You know, some of the animals in such movies as A Night at the Museum, the one that starred Ben Stiller, I love that movie. And then you had Eight Below. Wow, that was not an easy terrain to be able to do with the sled dogs and all. And then I guess you had trained some squirrels in director Tim Burton's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. So let's talk a little bit about those, and then we're going to get right into the heart and soul, the chihuahuas. Sled dogs in a very Arctic environment. What was the biggest challenge you faced there?
That, you know, the whole thing was a real challenge. The dogs actually do very good in the cold weather. Those dogs are built for the cold weather. So I think the trainers and the human staff had a more difficult time with the cold. Logistically, it was a hard movie to shoot too. We were in very remote locations. We helicoptered into many of them. So there was a lot of challenges with that movie.
And what about squirrels? How do you train squirrels?
No, we were sort of in uncharted territory with that. The script was very bold, and Tim really wanted a lot of performance out of the squirrels, very detailed, meticulous sort of performance. And so, you know, when we started that, we had all these squirrels, and it was really just a big experiment in squirrel training, and it worked out very well.
Do you use operant conditioning when you train animals?
Yeah, we do, and we use a lot of food reward and things like that. A lot of sort of communication, food reward, a lot of positive reinforcement.
Okay, so now we're getting ready for your biggest new challenge, Chihuahuas. How many Chihuahuas were actually on the set? How did you even screen them to be contenders for this movie?
We looked at a lot of different Chihuahuas, and we wanted to find good, outgoing, energetic dogs. We didn't want shy dogs. We wanted real outgoing dogs. So we screened a lot of dogs, looked at a lot of pictures, met a lot of dogs, and then we finally cast the Chihuahuas we wanted to use. And we had about 50 Chihuahuas on the set at one time.
Wow. Now, speaking of that, there's the two stars for the folks ready to go buy their tickets. Poppy is a beautiful big-eared Chihuahua whose real name is Rusko, right? That you found,
yes.
I guess, in a shelter.
And, we did and find him in a shelter, yeah.
His voice. So tell me a little bit about Poppy and his character and what made you say he's the one for this movie.
They had the script written without a dog cast for that part of Poppy. So when we began our hunt for that dog, we looked at a lot of different dogs, and I think the people at Disney really knew what they wanted. They really wanted a certain expression, a certain sort of energy out of Poppy. And so, like I said, we looked at a lot of dogs, a lot of shelters. They always knew, I think, that Poppy shouldn't have been a sort of proper, purebred Chihuahua. They wanted him to have a little bit of an edge to him. So we looked at a lot of the shelters. And we saw Rusko's picture on the website of one of the shelters here in Los Angeles, and we called them, and they said he'd been there a little while, and we better hurry if we want him. And unfortunately, that day, I didn't make it down there in time. When I drove down there, they were closing the doors for the day, so we went back before they opened in the morning, and luckily, he was still there. And once I met Rusko and saw his personality, we knew right away that this was going to be Poppy.
He has such an expressive face, and I think those big wombat ears just crown him nicely, don't you think?
Absolutely. He's got a wonderful face, and he's also got the wonderful personality to go with it.
Now, Chloe is a more of a rare-looking Chihuahua, a white deerhead Chihuahua, whose real name is Angel. And tell us a little bit about Chloe, or a.k.a. Angel, and I guess landed a pretty good home. If I was a dog, that's definitely a home I want to be with.
Yeah, Angel, she's a real special dog. She's very outgoing. I like to say she's a big dog in a little dog's body. She's got a lot of heart, a lot of soul. We spent a long time looking for her also. They had a very specific idea of what they wanted Chloe to be. And, you know, when we finally found her, we knew that this was going to be Chloe. And she's a very unique, very special dog.
Now, she is now, the voice is Drew Barrymore, and she's the pampered Beverly Hill Chihuahua that somehow ends up in Mexico. That's the basic plot. But you ended up adopting her, didn't you?
I did adopt her, and yes, she lives with me now, yeah.
Wow, that's a pretty good testament. How rare are white deerhead Chihuahuas?
There are a few around. You always, when you're doing movies, you always need to find a dog that has the right look, but you also need to find a dog that has the right personality. So that's, I think, one of the biggest challenges in casting the dogs for this movie is you find someone with the right look, but they've got to have the right confidence and the right personality to become an actor also.
Now, those two main characters, there's no stand-in for Chloe and Poppy, right? They have to be there and do the scene.
Did have doubles, but because they're so unique, and because their personalities were so special, they both did 95% of the movie. But we did have some shots. If Angel had to do a lot of very serious acting, and before that we were doing some shots where she was, you know, running, we would use one of her doubles for the running. We have a great double named Rita, who's just a little firecracker. She's just, she's got so much energy, and just she'll run and run all day, and her tail's wagging, and she just loves it.
Did you get a Duracell in her?
Yeah, I think so.
Now, you know, we always hear about chemistry between actors in movies. What's the chemistry between the Chihuahuas playing Poppy and Chloe?
Well, they live together now. You know, they have a great relationship. I guess sometimes it's a little steamy, but, you know, they have a great relationship with each other. They, you know, I'd say they're definitely best friends.
That's very good. Now, we know there's a zillion Chihuahuas, but there's also a couple other dogs in the movie. There is a German Shepherd who plays Delgado, and Doberman Pinscher playing El Diablo, and those are being voiced by Andy Garcia is the German Shepherd, and Edward James Olmos is the Doberman. So tell us a little about the characters are and training those two dogs.
The German Shepherd Delgado is one of the heroes of the movie, and he sort of is a ex-police dog that's living on the streets of Mexico City now, and so he sort of takes Chloe under her wing and takes care of her, and El Diablo, the Doberman, is the evil villain in the movie.
Okay. Well, you know, Edward James almost has that voice, you know, and I think having the voices with these dogs, that's key, isn't it?
Yeah, they did a great job casting the voices. What more could you ask for?
You know, when this movie comes out, I wanted to ask you if you had some cautions for people. We don't want this to spill out to be like 101 Dalmatians where a zillion people rush out and blatantly just gobble up a lot of Chihuahuas. You know, Chihuahuas are dogs, and even though they're recognized as the smallest breed of dog, I did a little homework, they're the 12th most popular breed. Are there some special things that you'd like to say about Chihuahuas that will separate fact from fiction so that people will realize when they go to adopt what they need to keep in mind?
I think the main thing with Chihuahuas is you got to keep in mind they're very small dogs. You know, Chihuahuas generally are in the neighborhood of 7 pounds, give or take a couple. You know, and a person is 150 pounds, so, they can be fragile. You have to be careful with Chihuahuas. They're small dogs. You know, if they play rough with the big dog, obviously they can get hurt. So I think those are things you really need to think about if you want to adopt a Chihuahua.
We're going to be talking more with Mike Alexander. He is the head trainer for the new movie by Disney, Beverly Hills Chihuahua, right after this commercial break.
Would you like to go out?
Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me.
Oh, behave. We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages.
Oh, yeah.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah. So let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, behave.
Welcome back to the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We've been talking with Mike Alexander, the head trainer for the new movie by Disney, Beverly Hills Chihuahua. Is there any parting comment you'd like to tell people that really gets them rushed to the theater when it comes to this great movie?
You know, it's a great movie. It's got a fantastic human cast. The voices are great. And, you know, it's probably, in my opinion, the most talented group of dogs ever assembled for a movie. So definitely worth seeing.
Well, paws up to you, Mike, and all your talented crew that made this show possible. And I look forward to maybe talking to you the next time you hit the lights with dogs, squirrels, rats, whatever you could do. It seems like you can work magic with any four-legger. So I really do appreciate you being on our show.
Thank you. I can't wait to do it again.
All right. Take care, Mike. Ay-yi-yi-yi-yi. What a great guest, Mike Alexander. He is the head trainer for the new show, Beverly Hills Chihuahua. I was sniffing around his bio because he's one of those talents behind the screen, but I found out a little movie trivia. He actually did have a bit role as a person on Spider-Man 3. He played a New Jersey policeman. But he's really very talented when it comes to training Hollywood animals. He has trained for animals that have been in the Harry Potter movies, Cheaper by the Dozen, Garfield, you name it. And you know what? That's a pretty big talent to be able to do that. Now he's dealing with a bunch of Chihuahuas. And I wanted to give you all a little bit of knowledge, fact and fiction, about Chihuahuas. First of all, it's important to note that Chihuahuas are recognizes the smallest dog breed in the world. But that said, their brains proportionately are largest of any breed compared to their bodies. So we're talking some Einstein and little pint-sized bodies. They were also considered very sacred to the Aztec tribe in Mexico. And if you're doing popularity contest, even though Chihuahuas are quite cute, it is the Labrador Retriever that is top dog among the American Kennel Club Association. Labrador Retrievers remain the most popular breed, and the Chihuahua is the 12th. Among little dogs, they're third. They're behind Yorkies and Shih Tzus. But I think with this movie coming out, there's a possibility they may move up a notch or two. The Taco Bell dog, we've all heard that commercial. Well, everybody thought it was a boy dog, but it actually was a female, and her name is Gidget. Yes, Chihuahuas, it's a slam dunk. They originated in Mexico. They're said to love to sunbathe, but make sure you put a little of that sunblock on their little noses so they don't burn. And according to the world record books, the largest litter a female Chihuahua has ever given birth to is 10 little Chihuahuas. And even though they are recognized as the smallest breed, the smallest dog on record is not a Chihuahua, but actually a Yorkie who weighs about 1 pound. The other thing about Chihuahuas is those ears. And most Chihuahuas are born with floppy ears. And as they get older, that's when they pop up. So in the main character, Poppy, who in the Beverly Hills Chihuahua movie, he's got huge ears. So just look for that. And believe it or not, this is a fact. Chihuahuas in ancient times were actually used as hot packs for aches and pains. Ow, I guess that's called creature comfort. And they are quite noted for being very small but being very noisy snorers. So make sure of that when you have them on your bed. Now, here are some myths that we need to bust right now. There is no such thing as a teacup Chihuahua. A Chihuahua is a Chihuahua is a Chihuahua. There's no such thing as a miniature teacup or toy Chihuahua. The only difference is some are bigger than others. They're around up to 7 pounds, but they can be as little as 3 or 4 pounds. The other thing that I really want to get cleared up right now is, you know what, if a Chihuahua really gets all excited and animated, for some bizarre urban legend out there, it says that his eyes will fall out. No, they're not going to fall out. That's not true. There's also another urban legend that I'm going to bust right now about a vacationing couple who said that they bought a, quote, Chihuahua puppy only to get home and find it's a sewer rat. Now, that's not funny. A Chihuahua is a Chihuahua is a Chihuahua. They're not a rat. When you do have little dogs, it is important to realize that house training is key. Just because they're little and their bladders are little, don't make excuses for a Chihuahua. Once you get your dog, house training is very important. You know, I have a little dog now named Cleo, and, you know, I say things like, good potty. Make it very positive. Never punish your dog if they do an oopsie in the house. Dogs of any size need to get into a routine. When you first get up, they go potty. When they eat, they go potty. When they get done playing, they go potty. When they get up from a nap, they go potty. You get them into a routine, and they will be able to not have any oopsies in your house. Please don't rub their noses in any oopsies. That just makes them stealth peers. They will pee behind your couch and other places so they don't get in trouble by you. Also make sure if you do have a dog of any size that seems to be having some little deposits and puddles in your house and you don't know why, check with your veterinarian and make sure there's not a medical cause first. Finally, when it comes to little dogs like Chihuahuas, they are very popular. People say they're like potato chips. You can't just have one. But be careful. They don't belong living only in purses and in jackets and dressed up all the time. Chihuahuas are dogs. They like also four on the floor, just like the big golden retrievers and Labrador retrievers do. It's important to let a dog be a dog. Maybe on special occasions, some dogs do like to wear clothing. Other dogs, you know, you can see the signs of stress. You know, they're like resisting getting the clothing on. They're trying to take the clothing off. Their eyes are pretty tense. Their body's tense. If you have a Chihuahua like that, you know what? They're giving you the message as best they can, saying, please, 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 let me just have a collar on. Chihuahuas do tend to bark, but their volume isn't as loud as, you know, some other dogs. But just like in dogs of all breeds, it's good to have the dog be trained so you acknowledge what they're barking about and then give them something to do. In other words, if somebody rings the doorbell and your chihuahua goes, yay, 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 you need to train your dog to say, I got it, and train your dog to go sit on a bed or some other place so that they get acknowledged for alerting you, but they don't become marathon barkers. Chihuahuas are great dogs because of their small size. They get to be able to travel. They can fit in a nice airline-approved carrier under your seat in the airplane. I have a good friend, Dr. Jack Stevens. He is the founder of Pets Best Insurance, and he has about 4 chihuahuas. He has a special one named Tori. He nicknames the Little Tornado. This dog is only about 3.5 pounds, and the dog travels with Dr. Jack everywhere. In fact, I was in Boise, Idaho yesterday working with Dr. Jack. I'm writing his book. It's called Dr. Jack's New Voice, and Tori is running the show at that office. The office has employees that also bring their dogs to work. After all, it's a pet insurance place, and dogs and cats are welcome. But the littlest is the mightiest, and that is Tori. In fact, Tori actually has a little column if you go to petsbest.com, and you can read about the attitude of this little dog. But Dr. Jack was getting ready to pack his bags because he was heading to Chicago and then on to New York, and guess what? Tori's going with him. She goes everywhere with Dr. Jack. I think chihuahuas are great dogs with the right people. Give them good training. Be clear, consistent, and concise, and you're going to have a wonderful little dog who will love you, who will be well-behaved around others. And I do hope you get a chance to go check out Beverly Hills Chihuahua. I think it's got a great concept. The movie's all about what really matters in life. It's not having the most bling. It's having good friendships and being true to yourself and to others. So for now, I want to take this time to thank again our special guest, Mike Alexander, the head trainer for the Disney movie Beverly Hills Chihuahua, and of course, my cool producer, Mark Winter, who makes everything happen on the technological end, and to Disney, too, for giving us this opportunity to chat with Mike. We also invite you to go to the PetLifeRadio.com site, sniff around. We have a listener survey. We have a lot of great guests on not only OBehave, but the other shows on our network. We're growing and getting better and better, and we're reaching out all over the world. Please share our radio shows with all your friends. It's free. You can just download them free on iTunes and other podcast options. And so for now, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just 2 words to all you 2-, 3-, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave!
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Oh, yeah. So stop by our pad every week and get switched on, baby. Switched on to the show that's all about attitude. Oh, behave! With your groovy host, pet edutainer Arden Moore. Yeah, baby, yeah. Every week on demand on PetLifeRadio.com.